اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, and then I give my salutations and greetings upon the Prophet and his holy household. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, that is chapter 22 of the Quran, verse 73, he states that he has given to mankind, or he has drawn for mankind, parables. That parables have been sent forth, fastami'ula. So take heed of them and listen to these parables. Of course, as we know that in these parables, they are great lessons of wisdom. Without doubt, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, those who you call upon, aside from Allah, aside from God, will never create a single fly. And this is the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, that if you call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see that those individuals, those people, that which you call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never create a single fly. Even if all of these things that are called upon besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala join together, they will not be able to do that, to create a fly. Likewise, if the fly takes something from a person, from someone, that individual will not be able to recover that thing from the fly. Hence, feeble is the seeker and that which is sought, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states. In this particular parable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is giving a parable about his power. In verse 74 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes this very apparent and clear, whereas he states that those individuals, they do not measure, or they cannot measure Allah's power, and they do not do justice to understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. So on one hand, it is about Allah's power, Allah's ability to answer the call of whoever calls upon him. And he does so by giving an example or a parable about the opposite, that if you call on aside from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you depend on and rely upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet your needs, then, as he says, ضعف الطالب والمطلوب, the one who is seeking from other than God, and that thing which is sought, or the person who your need is being sought from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are both feeble. And he presents this in the example of a fly. And if we think of this, that no one, as he says, can create a fly. No one can create anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything from nothing, without any previous model, without anything. He brought it into being. Even if today we say that some people think that they can create or make babies in a test tube or play with genetics, but they are starting from something that has a model, something that is already existing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from nothing, he created everything. Likewise, the example of this fly, if we think of something as small as a fly, he says, if a fly takes something from you, takes a morsel of bread, takes a morsel of food, whatever it is, and you try to retain or recover that morsel of food from the fly, you will not be able to do it. Nor will the fly be able to return it to you. So this is a very interesting parable. And what we learn from this is that we must rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And as we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek our needs, to answer our prayers. In order to do this, one must have what is called tawakkul, to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trust that when we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will answer our prayers. In a number of traditions by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim afsalatu wassalam, we are encouraged, or we understand how we should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps the best example for us is that when we go forth to pray, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, in Misbahu Sharia, the lantern of the path, which has been translated into English, he states that when one approaches prayer, and of course he's speaking about the five daily prayers, but it also goes for dua. When we make dua, we can take this advice as well. He says, when one goes forth to pray, then that individual should put everything out of his or her mind and focus only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that when we begin our prayer, one of the five daily prayers, we begin by saying Allahu Akbar, that Allah is greater than everything. He says, however, if the servant, he is thinking about other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that statement which he or she made at the beginning of the prayer, that Allah is greater than everything, has not become a reality for that individual. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everything, then nothing should remain before that person or in that person's consciousness at the time that he or she is praying. They should think only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rely only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says this is the way that prayer should be done. In the same way, we find that dua, when we supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should do this. So what exactly is this tawakkul? Reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we actually achieve this state of focusing only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, everything has its measure, its boundaries, its parameters. And he was asked that what is the boundaries and the definition of tawakkul? Ma haddu tawakkul? He says, al-yaqeen, certainty. So in other words, if we go forth and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability, He has the power to answer our prayers, then we should do so with certainty and relying only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As even the Quran states, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, that if one relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly to answer his or her needs, then Allah is sufficient in that manner. And of course, as our certainty will be variant, some will have more certainty than others, as Imam Ridahi also state, that certainty or tawakkul, likewise, it varies. That if I rely more on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I trust more on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will understand, I will know that Allah, He will answer my prayers. One of the questions that we should ask, that if we understand that by relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having certainty that He will be the one that responds to my call, and how do we increase this? How do we increase our certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because at times, a person may doubt. You may say that I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for something. And after 2 days, 2 weeks, maybe a month, I didn't see my prayer being answered. So what do we do about this? How do we increase our uncertainty that either my prayer is being answered, my prayer has been heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran in Surah Al-Ibrahim, verse 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses a question that we should all pose and ask ourselves. وَمَا لَنَا أَنْ لَا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. This is about tawakkul. It's about relying and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means having certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will provide for us. He will respond to our calls. So Allah says, why should we not? And He's speaking about a group of people, a group of believers. Why should we not rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He has guided us to our path of belief and faith and iman? He has blessed us with this. And should we not be patient in face of difficulties when someone is bothering the believers or someone is bothering you? That why not be patient in face of these difficulties and these troubles? And therefore rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that we can understand from this is that in order to obtain that state of reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to obtain that state of certainty, yes, a person may have to go through difficulties, or what he or she perceives as difficult. At times, we may pray, we may supplicate, we may ask for something, and that thing may not be good for us. And one who has certainty, then he or she will understand that. That though I am calling, I'm asking for something particular, and I have not found that thing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has blessed me with other things. He's blessed me with faith. He's blessed me with iman. He's perhaps blessed me with something that is similar to what I want, and that thing which is actually better for me at that time, rather than that particular thing that I am asking for. And we see this in one of the narrations of Imam Ridha alayhi hafidhu salatu wasalam, when he states, after he describes the state of the believer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He places with the believer a spirit, ruh, that when that soul is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the soul, the spirit, encourages them, makes dua for that individual. But when that individual sins, then this soul or this inspiration leaves. And it returns when that soul, when that individual begins to correct himself, begins to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Imam Sadiq, Imam Ridha alayhi hafidhu salam, he states, فَتَعَاهَدُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ نِعْمَهُ بِإِصْلَاحِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ تَزْدَادُوا يَقِينًا. He says, if the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually he commands, he says, فَتَعَاهَدُوا, that hold fast and commit yourself to those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has provided for you. And what does He mean by committing to those things? By using those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you in order to self-correct yourself, in order to become a better person. He says, and when a person does this, he uses those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him or her to become a better person, to correct those things which are wrong about themselves, tazdadu yaqeenan, and that person's certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. And of course, as that certainty increases, that person's reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. And as certainty and reliance increases, then when one makes dua, one supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he or she will understand that when I pray to Allah, Allah, He is providing me what is best for me. That what I seek is correct and what is right, and what I obtain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also appropriate for me. And I'll end just with one of the advices of one of the Urafa, one of the living saints of today, Ayatollah Hassan Zada Amali, that he stated in one of his books. He says, one of the best prayers that a person can make, especially when they're in need, he says, seek Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask God that you obtain a relationship with Him. He says, because God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sovereignty over everything. And so if you have a relationship with Him, then He will place everything at your disposal. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all of us success in relying upon Him. May He increase our certainty. And may we benefit from this month of dua, the month of Ramadan. As'alu Allah at-tawfiq li wa lakum wa akhir da'wana. أن الحمد لله رب العالمين